evening and hello to everyone that's not me.
Good evening and hello to everyone from the studio. I'm in charge tonight, so you're all on best behaviour. My name's Flossie, and being very good over there on the other side of the desk are my cohorts. Go on, boys, introduce yourselves.
Sorry, boss, I'm Dick Chiefing.
And I'm Mike Oxlong.
Well done. Now it's time for the news.
Rat trap snap shut as Fulham defended.
Operation Wolf blows the door down in 3-5-9.
Shift change at Hutton as new faces arrive.
Zorgan Peterson struck by ship thefts.
Space cranes arrive as installation preparation operation commences.
Thargoid on fire off the shoulder of Orion. The latest from the Eagle Eye.
What's hot and what's not as hot with the cow?
Flossie standing in for Norma this week and has all the info on the CGs, and then a recap and a special hot pit report. Don't touch that dial. I have no idea what accent that was, but we'll be back after this. Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so few to so many. If the fuel rats had been confronted at the beginning of the week with such a prospect, it would have seemed incredible that at the end of days of horrors and disaster that they should stand erect and proud, sure of themselves, masters of their fate, and with the conviction of a final victory burning unquenchable in their hearts. The fuel rats, aided by just about everybody not salty in the galaxy, and a few who were, have in a 48-hour war turned a 30% deficit into a stonking big 30% lead, turning the tables on their hidden opponents and seemingly accidentally ending up with an expansion to boot. Hutton pilots joined those of many other factions, including some former enemies of ours, as well as many friends for shenanigans, wings, combat zone destruction, and of course, the liberation of Fulham, the home of the rats, from pending tyranny and oppression. Nearly 7,500 pilots. That's only a handful fewer than fought off the Thargoid during the Geonosis incident, converged on one side, with all of two pilots on the other. Congratulations to members of the Pilots Federation for proving once and for all congratulations to members of the Pilots Federation for proving once and for all that it's all for one and last one to bear congratulations to members of the Pilots Federation for proving once and for all that all oh for goodness sakes oh congratulations to members of the Pilot Federation.
Hutton cocked our final snook at the dastardly Don this week, as after many months of careful planning, elections and votes and opinion polls, we finally took back control of Wolf 359. Yes, resistance was futile. It has been assimilated into the collective, and it is once again under Alvin's watchful eye. The Hotbit team are said to be much relieved, due to the new station having working plumbing, of course, and looking forward to finally being back in control of exactly 100% of the systems that Hutton features faction facilities for, and 0% of all the pain in the posterior planetary places that pose so many problems for pushing our influence into the positive. Well done, everyone. Now, does anyone remember the combination to the executive washrooms?
As Hutton waves a fond farewell to the former head of Team Hotbox, Matty the main man, main as well as assistant custodian and man of many faces, wordsmith and all-round top chap, Wingnut English, we're delighted to welcome new team members to the top secret docking bay out at Hutton Orbital. Yes, docking permission has been granted to Cujo, Hutton's own fierce attack hound, who has been given custodianship of one of Alvin's systems. Having only joined the Truckers only a week ago, his credentials as a pilot were checked, his immediate volunteering for danger duty was noted, and he was promptly thrown in at the deep end with no water wings. Joining him on the team as new head of Team Hotbox, Matty 4458 has long been a PWP expert and wingman to many a Hutton trucker and has picked up the baton on behalf of some warriors everywhere in Hutton space. His first order of business was to declare that FCM Mustang was at number two and started dishing out promotions to a number of his regular wingmates. Good to see that the Hutton Nepotism Programme is achieving the desired result of putting the right people in the right jobs and the wrong ones in their place, which also happens to be in the right jobs. For the mug, Commanders, and remember, it's all for the mug.
Zorgan Peterson was forced to call in the authorities this week as their entire fleet of pre-ordered and top-secret new ships was stolen. Yes, what is rumoured to be a revival of the classic Mamba craft was being kept tightly under wraps, pending a huge media launch in only a week's time. But the pre-production models won't be making an appearance after the sales team were caught with their pants around their ankles, lollygagging about the place and not paying attention. It is rumoured that one, Don Antonacci, aided by some chap called Will, managed to arrive in a megaship with Don A's ship delivery racket on the side and claimed to be the delivery firm responsible for bringing them to the launch ceremony. The ships were then spotted only a day later in nearby resource extraction sites, sporting a new red paint job, new number plates, and cloned ship identification tags, attacking innocent miners. The publication Sagittarius Eye managed to obtain pictures of these new vessels in action, causing widespread speculation that the theft was simply a publicity stunt designed to make people go, ooh, and open up their wallets to buy one for themselves. Here at Hutton, we'll just be waiting to see what turns up next week and, of course, garnering opinion from Lacon spokesperson Buck Naked on whether this poses a commercial or commercial threat to Lacon.
Alvin has authorised the latest in a series of capital investment projects in his little bubble of space, finally throwing wads of credits at something exciting. Construction crews have converged on many of our most well-known systems and begun the zero-G welding, hammering, bolting and gluing required to build a series of exciting new installations. Joining our agricultural and civilian installations, these new space structures will be bringing bars, science bars, manufacturing and other services to Hutton Space. Plus, there are rumours that there will be new ways to keep Alvin happy that include beating up pirates, beating off tourists and beating egg whites until they make nice soft peaks that are great for folding into souffles. Commander Claire Helen has started the Lonely Trucker Guidebook and will, over the next few weeks, be giving them all a pause rating out of 4.
Now, you'll need to bear with me while I queue up this VT, because I did not see it before we started, which is... Yep, here we go. Is that you? Nope, that's not it. This must be it. Where did they put it? It must be in here. Oh, bugger, what have I just done? No! Talk amongst yourselves. I just moved everything into different places, which will, only mildly affect everyone.
While you're doing that, I just need to make a quick correction to the hotbox leader. It was incorrectly given. It should have been Chris Whitwam. So, sincere apologies for that. It was an error in the script.
Chris Wigwam, that's right. The new custodian. Excuse me for a second. Right, okay, we are ready to play this wonderful sound clip. I'm just queuing it up in the machine. Yep, it looks good to go. Right, let's do this just purely so that I can edit it later.
Good evening, truckers. LCU No Fall Like One. Reporting in from an escape pod somewhere in the Pleiades, where I find myself temporarily inconvenienced again. Last week, the Thargoids had targeted three systems, Wautabal, Negrito, and Iota Pictoris A. Sadly, Wautabal and Iota Pictoris A, home to some 1 billion souls, were both inconvenienced by the loss of their stations. Negrito was successfully defended with nearly 6,000 recorded Thargoid kills. Congratulations to all the truckers involved. Cannon have learned through the use of the Eagle Eye Network and extensive patrols of potential target systems that the latest targets are Cramsby Holding in CD-54471, Dornier Terminal in Nagayawang, and Dominique Holdings in Brib. Aegis has deployed the megaships, the Vanguard and the Acropolis, to Murus and Erlora, where no doubt they will be able to assist the effort without putting themselves in any danger whatsoever. The megaships will be offering missions to search and destroy Thargoids in systems that are not currently under threat. Project IDA is happy to report that deliveries to Kipling Orbital are complete in the Pleiades Sector KCVC2-11, and they're just waiting for the repairs to be completed. There have been some rumours that the station commander has been siphoning off materials, which is why the station isn't quite ready yet. However, they are now asking for assistance in repairing Lehman Legacy in HIP 16753. Congratulations to all those truckers who have hauled deliveries to Kipling. And, well, I'll just wait here for someone to pick me up. I'll be fine.
Now, Norma's not here this week, so you got me. Recent reports from the Garra system indicate that after a spate of reciprocal attacks, hostilities between the Garra's First and the Dorzin State Inc. have escalated into all-out war. Details to follow later. Now, as it's been nice and polite, it's time for Major Nocti with the Hotbit Report.
Good evening, everybody. Let me just click off this screen. As I'm many ciders in celebration for War 359, yay, we've got control back, yay! Anyway, here we go. Most systems are looking pretty good at the moment. We're actually aiming for Wise. We're trying to get control back of Wise. So boost Hutton as much as you can. We're in a non-state, so just go for it. Boom tomorrow. Other than that, yeah, Hutton's going well. In Colonia, Hot Coal have just expanded into Tier. Non-state over there as well. Keep working for the two Hot Coal systems, Eopa Coal Centauri and Derizio, but leave Tier alone at the moment. That's pretty much it. Back to the celebrations.
Thank you there, Commander General, Major General Nocti. And that was awesome. We'll be back in 2 seconds.